Julia, have you heard of a horse being purchased and them not telling their significant other?
Girl.
What?
Girl, we've had previous people do this at the barn.
What? Really?
Bleep this, Jay-Z.
Howdy, and welcome to the Three Stride Podcast, where we take a humorous look at the equestrian world. Here are your hosts, Laura Fernandez, Julia Hansen, and Molly Heroy. Giddy up.
Ready to go? Welcome.
Oh. Your voice is rough. Let me do it.
Okay.
Welcome to the Three Stride Podcast. Oh, I sound like Sigourney Weaver in Finding
Nemo. Can you try that again?
Welcome to the Santa Barbara Sea Aquarium.
No, just Three Stride Podcast.
Oh, Three Stride Podcast.
That was good.
Will you introduce all three of us now?
Oh my God, she's
okay, this is not a good intro. Julia, okay. Now you try.
All right, let Julia do it.
Welcome to the Three Stride.
This is painful.
What is this, like a Spice Girls reunion? Welcome to the Three Stride Podcast.
Guys. Welcome to the Three Stride Podcast. This is Laura Fernandez, joined by Julia Hansen and Molly Heroy.
We're wiling out.
Yeah, my voice. It's going to be coming back soon. Probably in the next like 3 weeks, it's going to come back.
She scheduled it in. She timed it.
3 weeks.
When it's going to return.
That's what Missy said. I keep asking Missy. I go,
because you keep using it.
I go,
you gotta rest it.
Go mute with like a little whiteboard.
Julia, actually, Molly, you would not remember this, but Julia, do you remember when I broke my jaw?
Mm-hmm.
So I broke my jaw, mm-hmm, and I literally for 8 weeks had to talk with my mouth closed. Like, hi, how are you doing?
Because they wire it.
They didn't wire it.
Oh,
it was like 1 in 1,000 jaw breaks. I need to get wired.
That's like how Kanye West.
I mean, I guess so.
No, that was cool. That was before he got anti-Semitic and weird.
That broken jaw. That was right after I got Sweet Governor. I said, I'm going to buy a horse and I'm going to break my jaw.
I'm going to get hurt.
And I'm going to break my jaw and my hand.
Sitting.
And then you know what? Then I'm going to come back. I'm going to break my collarbone. New horse. Who dis?
New horse, new bones.
I was going to say new plate.
Yeah.
Get her some osteomax.
Okay. Molly, I feel like I've been hearing in the horse world from like the dawn of days is that people hide horse cost and horse maybe expenses and purchases from their significant other. Molly, you own a very successful tack store. Do you have anyone that hides expenses from their significant other?
Yes. Tons.
What?
I know people who've had horses for 6 months that didn't tell their spouse that they bought a horse.
Is this real?
Yes. I swear to you on my life.
What? Molly, come on. Really?
Yeah.
A horse. Julia, have you heard of a horse being purchased and them not telling their significant other?
Girl.
What?
Girl, we've had previous people do this at the barn.
What? Really?
Bleep this, Jay-Z. It multiple times. She bought them in cash and just... Her husband didn't know about... for.
What?
Yeah.
So just purchasing things and
like
horses.
Straight up horses.
I feel like
big purchases.
Horses, like
what about like clothing? This
it's
is
a common
but
thing.
Why?
It's not, first of all, that's not exclusive to
the horse world.
The horse world.
Okay, what else are they buying that's like...
People that are big shoppers, designer. Mm. A lot of women go shopping. Like, there's like... I've seen like TikToks and stuff where they're like, oh yeah, like they go to the mall and they like have all the bags and then they shove it in like other old bags, bring it into the house and stuff and go throw the box. It's not an uncommon thing.
I guess this is just mind blowing to me that I am, you know, I want to.
Honestly, it's kind of messed up and it's, you know, you're in a unique position where like you are so successful in your career where a lot of women, when they stop working or they give up their careers for their kids, then they have this guilt or shame about the spending.
Yeah. This could go into a whole other podcast.
It's true.
It's a whole thing. It really is. Clearly, I have no shame, but
yeah. I'd have no shame.
Yeah,
but a lot of women do.
You're right. Okay, well, speaking of new horses.
Well, she's not really mine.
Okay.
That's what I had to like have this conversation with my mom because we're actually really liking her a lot.
Okay, back up. Who is she? You also, like, you drop Molly, you're the most like nonchalant person that I know.
I really am.
You're truly the most like nonchalant friend I have. So you and I are texting. You're like, hey, how you feeling? Feeling a little bit better. And she goes, then she sends me a selfie of her and this bay horse and goes, hey, look at my new horse. I go, oh, I had no clue that you got a new horse.
Well, you knew kind of a little bit about her. So her name is Fiona Glenann is her registered
name. Is it the video
name
that you were showing us?
Yes.
Okay.
And
her name's what? Fiona
Glenann.
Glenann?
Uh-huh.
This is a registered name. Like a,
it's like
Amish,
a human.
Lancaster.
She's from Oklahoma, guys. Okay.
Okay. So she's Amish.
I don't think they have the Amish there, but there's definitely some other.
She knows how to churn butter. Things.
What's her name again? One more time.
Fiona Glenann.
Glenn?
Glenann.
Yeah, like one word,
Glenann.
Why don't you call her Glenn?
I thought about it. I'm like, what about Glennie?
Is that her show name?
That's her show name. Her registered name is Fiona Glenann.
What does it mean?
I have no idea. She just had that. So I'm like, we can't have another Fiona, and we already have a Finna.
We already have another Glenann. So
they're like, Glenn's out.
Glenn's out. So we're going to call her Annie.
I like Annie.
Okay, so what's the story? Because I don't know if anyone knows that your mom is a trainer, rider, has her own farm in Oklahoma.
Yes. So the lady who owns the farm where my mom trains out of and has her training business out of is awesome. Her name's Mel. She's got like an eventing background and she's got a lot of young horses and they do. She's really into the breeding and really into all of those things. And so they just have too many horses right now. And yeah, they're like, this horse needs to go horse show. It's time. She's done the local stuff here. That maxes out at like 110. She's done all that. Let's send her to you and you can ride her. And I was like, all right. Let me see if my horse gets leased again. I can't have two horses. Let's just wait. My mom's like, my horse got leased. My mom's like, all right, she's going to get delivered Saturday. And I'm like, I'm sending her. I don't even know. Okay, here Mom. She is. So then lo and behold, here we come. I'm like, okay, well, it's going to take her a while to get transportation, all this stuff. She literally got this done in like 5 days.
What?
From Oklahoma.
So how long of a haul is that?
They did it in two parts. So they picked her up and then they overnighted in West Texas. Okay. And then it was like just 8 hours straight through in the morning. And so she seems really cool. She immediately stood on her hind legs in the cross ties and broke her halter and ran away.
Okay. What's her height? What's she feel like?
She's pretty small, honestly. I don't know.
Like
I
16 hands?
Probably like 16.1.
Oh, she nice. Is.
But like small.
Laura's low key like,
Like short backed, very uphill.
Can you wrap your legs around her?
She's a little more, slab sided than like my Fiona.
Mm. Yeah.
So she got like a smaller barrel. She's ginormously strided. And I'm not kidding you. I've jumped her twice now. And there's some other things we got to school up. Like this horse, I don't know that I've ever ridden a horse that I felt like wants to jump and is going to jump the way that this horse does. She's one that kind of like lands and pulls and curls her neck. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like working on that. And I'm like doing this short turn back to this weird U-shaped gate that we have. That's also a skinny. And I'm like, oh no, she doesn't see this. This isn't happening. She's going to slam. She literally just jumps. You're like, point her at a jump. You're like, okay, I feel like I'm going to the other side. It's a very cool feeling. So if I can get the stride under control and I can get the pulling down a little bit under control, she's going to be super cool.
Yeah. Oh, so right now you started jumping her.
Yeah.
How is she? How is she? The fly? What was that, Andrew?
Someone breaking in?
Are we I think somebody danger? Just got shot.
Is it fans? Is it fans?
They're beating down the door.
We need security.
Security!
We need some security here. What's she like to flat?
She's really good to flat. She kind of just goes in a frame. And
what
Judy's
kind
like,
of
there's
bit
no,
do you?
There's no... You don't want to try to put her in a frame because she overcurls.
Yeah. What bit are you using on her?
Just a loose ring, French ring, snaffle.
Yeah. Oh, this is exciting, Miles. And then
so I'm going to need more brakes for jumping, but like I don't want to put anything with leverage on yet because I feel like that just makes them curl more.
Yeah. So are you going to bring her to Temecula?
Yep. She's signed up for Temecula, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh my gosh.
But like she's giant strided. The lady who owns her was like, oh yeah, I did a one and the two stride before at the horse show. And I'm like... Okay. And so like, I'm catering into this three stride line the other day and it's low Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I cantered in nice and easy. It's fine. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to let her canter out. I was like, I'm going to be on two. She's going to jump. I had to take her, not to quote our friend Katie, I had to take her teeth out to add the stride. Like, I was like, oh my God, she's going. She's giant strided. But she's cool. Judy seems to like her. So we'll see
Annie,
how it goes.
Annie.
Glenn.
Annie.
So she's the lady who owns the facility your mom trains out of's horse.
Yes.
Mm. You know what, Julia? This sounded like, right? Could this be the horse that just gets dropped on my lap
perhaps.
Right now? Is she too fast?
She does get rolling and she does pull a lot.
I don't like that.
But my back muscles and my chest muscles from 2 days of jumping her were very sore.
Yeah. Do you wear a spur on her?
I did to flatter today. I didn't the first 2 days just trying to get to know her. You don't really need it. She's pretty good off your leg.
Yeah.
But she's definitely, it's a lot of horse in your hands on the backside of the jumps.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but we're going to work on that.
So, but at the clinic, because you did the clinic with who?
Finna.
Finna. Okay. But who was the clinician? It was Max.
Oh, Max Dolger.
Max. Okay. How was Finna?
Finna is awesome. I love Finna.
That's my dream horse. That's my dream horse. Well, literally, I had my dream about Finna. So was Lauren just in school, and so that's why she didn't ride her?
No, Lauren's hurt.
What?
Yeah, she fell off and hurt her hip.
Oh boy.
Ooh,
no fun. Okay, well, this is going to be exciting. So I can come ride her, Annie.
Absolutely. She's really good and she's nothing dangerous. It's just the pulling thing that got it.
It's just the pulling and maybe leaving out strides here and there. No big deal.
Yeah, but you'll be fine.
That's better than stopping.
I mean, yeah.
No,
I
take that 1,000%.
That's the thing. Like Garcon, like I have experience, obviously, the leave out, but that's where I always think of, okay, what's my next type of horse and what's my next type of ride? But, you know, there is this piece like, yes, Garcon, I can get in front of my leg and contact was the same way, but it would be nice to have someone pull me a little bit.
She would pull you around for sure. And
Here's
the thing that's kind of interesting. It's Mel's background is the eventing, and sometimes they lack certain polish in the eventing world, but those horses jump.
Yes.
Like
always.
They're going to the other side. Yeah. This girl has gone out full cross country. So I'm like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That's nice.
Miles. That's awesome, Miles. Well, I'm excited to meet sweet Annie, Glenn.
Glenn.
I'm going to love Glenn. Okay. Reese is ready to peace out. She is ready to go. So
Reese doesn't like hearing about another lady.
We're going to wrap this episode up. You can catch new episodes and we're going to follow up on sweet Annie. Catch new episodes every single Tuesday and follow us on all social channels at the Three Stride Podcast.